Good evening. I'm Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV in New Plymouth.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for June 2025. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's official broadcast. Leading tonight's lineup, Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. Daniel.
Kia ora and Palmata Day. Conference 2025 has come and gone. Council increased subscriptions by $5 per membership category for 2026. Fees are as follows. Transmitting, non-transmitting, $130. Family, transmitting, non-transmitting, $160. Students, $10. Overseas, $175. There is a $15 rebate if membership fees are paid before November 30th, 2025. Remit 1, allowing non-members of NZART to be associate members of AREC, was passed after having been amended. Remit 2, recognising non-NZART members as associate members in branches, was also passed after amendment. Remit 3 was withdrawn. NZART will publish call book with full addresses in 2026. This call book will be sent out to all financial members with the January-February issue of Break-In. A photo competition will be held to obtain the photo for the cover of the Centennial Call Book. All photos need to be radio-related and sent to callbook at nzart.org.nz by October 31st, 2025. The winner will have their photo as the cover photo for the Centennial Year Call Book. Notable awards were given to Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF, in recognition for 40 years of recording, producing and broadcasting this official broadcast. Jim was also awarded the Arthur Jumbo Godfrey Award for services to Nelson Branch. Connor Brennan, ZL4XY, received recognition of being the youngest amateur to obtain the perfect pass rate for his amateur licence exam. He was awarded the Youth Achievement Award. Young Amateur of the Year was awarded to Daniel Little, ZL2DTL. Amateur of the Year was awarded to Soren Lowe, ZL1SKL. NZART Honorary Life Membership was awarded to Ivan Horn, ZL2ATU. Current NZART QSL Manager and the Old Timers Club Grand Old Man. Stuart Watchman received the Steerers Award for continued banter. At the Monday Council meeting, Council reappointed Warren Harris, ZL2AJ, as NZART Vice President, and the job of adopting the changes following the passing of the remits was started. Council portfolios were assigned and day-to-day business was agreed to. The LLCC Working Committee now has the undertaking to move forward with getting the documentation ready for setting up the Limited Liability Charitable Company and AREC. On Tuesday the 17th of June, I virtually attended a meeting with Franklin Branch in my role as NZART President. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Daniel. NZART President Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. Hamilton Amateur Radio Club's Radio and Electronic Market Day is to be held on Saturday, the 30th of August, at Gordonton Hall. That's at 1024 Gordonton Road on State Highway 1B, Gordonton. Now, the venue is open to vendors from 8 a.m, with selling commencing at 10 a.m. There's a $2 entry charge and a raffle ticket. See the Branch 12 website for the registration form. That's branch.12@nzart.org.nz. branch.12@nzart.org.nz. And you can phone Dennis at L1UET on 021 747 664. That's for the Hamilton Amateur Radio Club's Radio and Electronic Market Day on Saturday, the 30th of August. To Upper Hutt we head now and join our NZART business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Kia ora, Jim. Tēnā tātou katoa. Greetings, everyone. By now, most of you who are current NZART members and who have provided me with an email address should have received an email inviting you to log in to the NZART website. I've been told by a few people that the email looks a bit like spam. Please don't worry, it's absolutely genuine. As I've mentioned over the past 6 months, this feature was scheduled to go live after the AGM. After a lot of work from our webmaster, our website developer and myself, that day has finally arrived on the 15th of June. To make sure we didn't overload the system, the emails were sent out in batches of 100 members at a time. This also gave us a chance to track any incorrect or bounced email addresses. If you haven't received your email yet, please check your spam or junk folder, and if you still can't find it, contact Rob Wallace at webmaster@nzart.org.nz, or you can get in touch with me at headquarters. Now, Conference 2025 is already a memory, but what a great event it was. As mentioned in HQ Info Line number 500, a large number of awards were presented. It's always fantastic to see people being recognised for their service to amateur radio and to NZART. But I must admit, I forgot to announce three very important awards. Firstly, Connor Brennan, ZL4XY, received the award for best examination result in the under 20 category. Connor passed his amateur exam in February last year at just 14 years old, with a perfect score of 60 out of 60. What an amazing achievement. Congratulations, Connor. Next, one very familiar name, Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF. Nelson Branch put your name forward for the Jumbo Godfrey Branch Award, recognising the huge amount of work and commitment you've put into all things branch-related. But that's not all. Jim also received a certificate of recognition for 40 years of service for recording, producing and broadcasting the official broadcast since 1985. The applause that followed was absolutely deserved. Jim, thank you and well done. I know it's not quite your exact anniversary date, but the AGM was a perfect opportunity to thank you publicly. Following the AGM, the new council met on Monday. I'm pleased to confirm that Warren, ZL2AJ, has been appointed as Vice President, and Cam Wood, ZL1DKS, has joined the council team. We look forward to working together over the next 2 years ahead. There are several new initiatives in the pipeline, so watch this space. One topic we're working on urgently is around complementary membership for those who pass their amateur exam. It seems that people passing in June or July have been disadvantaged by only receiving a partial year membership. I'm currently working on a fairer, more robust policy to make sure all amateurs get the most out of their introduction to NZART. Once finalised, examination supervisors will be informed of how this new approach will work. Well, that's all from me for now, Jim. Once again, thank you for your incredible service in delivering the official broadcast for so many years. We all appreciate your dedication more than words can say. Hey, kone rā. See you soon.
And thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, the NZART Business Manager. The NZYL Group had a meeting at the recent NZART conference in Lower Hutt. This report from Topsy Scott, ZL2LS.
It was so lovely to see you all at the NZART conference and some new faces as well. It was great to welcome you all. Tonight, a YL update for you from the Lower Hutt conference. The YL coordinator is to remain the same, myself, Topsy Scott, ZL2LS. The treasurer is also to remain the same, that's Heather Scott, ZL2TYF. The signatories for our group are Topsy Scott, ZL2LS, Heather Scott, ZL2TYF, and Naira Jury, ZL2UJT. More articles are required for both the Bulletin and Break-In. For the Bulletin, please send a copy to Topsy Scott, and for the Break-In, send to Nairi Jury. The Thursday night YL Nets on HF will not be happening for a couple of months, as Nairi, ZL2UJT, has moved house and has not got her HF up and running as yet. A discussion was held at our meeting about the possibility of returning the net back to the national system, as a lot of our members do not have HF available. The conference meeting supported this idea, and Nairi is going to research this. So in summary, no net on the HF for a little while, but maybe a return to the national system. We will notify you of our results. For over 19 years, our lovely Rosemary Brosher, ZL1RO, has been doing the WARO and YL contribution for this official broadcast. In 2005, Rosemary took over the job from Kathy Purdy, ZL2ADK, who had been doing the broadcast contributions for us for the previous 11 years. For a moment, let's step back to the broadcast in June 2005.
On last month's official broadcast, we farewelled Kathy ZL2ADK, who made a contribution to this broadcast for over 11 years. Tonight it's good evening and welcome to our new WARO reporter. She's also the president of WARO. It's Rosemary Brosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello everyone. It was great to meet many of you at NZART conference. Everyone I spoke to there had a good time and we were looked after very well. The WARO AGM was held on a chilly New Plymouth morning and 13 members were present by 8:30 a.m. start time.
From June 2005, the sound of our Rosemary Brosher ZL1RO. Now, after 19 years, Rosemary has decided it is time to hang up the microphone and let somebody else take it over. To date, as no one has offered, you've had got me, Topsy Scott, ZL2LS. Thank you, Rosemary, for all you have done for both WARO and the YL Group in getting the information to all our members over so many years. Thank you very much. Our young female amateur sponsorship to conference this year was Juliet Thompson Blythe, ZL3JJJ. Juliet was just 15 years old when she sat her exam, and after only 3 days' study before the hand cram, she came out with a score of 57 out of 60. Juliet is going to do an article for us for the next bulletin. You can read about Juliet's amateur radio and conference experiences in the bulletin issued later this month. If you know of a young female radio operator who could use a sponsorship, please contact me with all the details and we can follow it up. We hope to see as many of you as we can at the next conference in 2026. Thanks everybody, stay safe and keep warm. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Topsy. Topsy Scott's at L2LS, reporting for the NZYL Group. It's just a few weeks away now to the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club Branch 28's annual used equipment sale on Saturday, the 19th of July. The sale will be held at their club rooms, 500 State Highway 14, Manu, Whangarei. Doors open for sellers at 9 a.m. and for buyers at 10 a.m. Sausages, sandwiches, cakes, tea and coffee will all be on sale. RWB Communications, the master agents for ICOM, will be attending. A large amount of good gear, including electronic components, will be on offer. You might even find a bargain to add to your existing collection. 900mm sales tables will be available for $10. Contact Paul ZL1PC at 021-926-952 for bookings. The Branch 28 team look forward to seeing you at this friendly social event. The Whangarei Branch 28 annual used equipment sale on Saturday, the 19th of July. Finally, in tonight's broadcast lineup, we join Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, with news received from NZART branches.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. And we start with the Franklin Amateur Radio Club, NZART Branch 10, where the next meeting is on Tuesday, July the 15th at 7:30 p.m. at the club rooms at 19 Stadium Drive. At the meeting, John, ZL1CPH, will present a talk called 20 Years Behind Bars, which is the story of his experience working in the corrections system. To Nelson Radio Club, Branch 26, NZART, where the next meeting is on Wednesday the 16th of July from 7:30pm to discuss the new Nelson Amateur Radio Club constitution. And that meeting is held at the Eneglin Community Hall in Tuckett Place, Stoke, in Nelson. Marlborough Amateur Radio Club Branch 22 has a meeting on Thursday the 10th of July from 7:30pm at the Emergency Operations Centre, where Stuart will give a presentation on the USA Hamvention. To Christchurch and the Christchurch Amateur Radio Club, NZART Branch 05, which has its next meeting from 7:30pm on Wednesday the 2nd of July at the club rooms at 5 Idris Road in Fendleton. Greg, ZL1GUD, will be talking at the club meeting about his new business, the Ham Shack, a dedicated one-stop amateur radio business. And finally to Otago Branch 30, NZART, where meetings are held most Wednesday nights from 7:30pm at the club rooms at 109 McKendry Road in South Dunedin. On the 2nd of July there will be a midwinter quiz with Dave Mulder, ZL4DK. On Saturday the 5th of July there will be a morning drop-in session from 10am discussing Windows 11, but anything goes. On Wednesday the 16th of July there will be a talk on what you can and can't do with radio communications by Daniel Hockey, ZL4VR, who was a radio investigator with RSM. And on the 23rd, the talk by Martin, ZL4JH, will be on the RSM register of radio frequency and how the public can use it and access it. And on Wednesday the 30th, there's a meeting planned for a winter dine-out, organised by Alan, ZL4MD. Details still to be confirmed. Well, that's all from me for July. Back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday, the 27th of July. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for June 2025. Good night, everyone. Good night now.